Welcome to Sunday Reflections. I'm the Reverend Jacqueline Sheldon from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 220 Valley Street in Willimantic. Today is Pentecost Sunday, the celebration of the gift of the Holy Spirit. May our hearts be set on fire by the joy of Christ's Spirit dwelling in us. I want to start by reading you two passages from our lectionary today. The first one is from John's Gospel. It's the story of Jesus' promising his followers the gift of the Holy Spirit before he dies. And the second is from the book of Acts, reporting the day Jesus' followers receive that gift of the Holy Spirit. So here we go. This is taken from John's Gospel, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "I will send you the Spirit who comes from the Father and shows what is true. The Spirit will help you and will tell you about me. Then you will also tell others about me because you have been with me from the beginning. I am saying this to you now." Remember, he's saying this to them before he goes to his death, "so that when the time comes, you will remember what I have said. I was with you at the first, and so I didn't tell you these things. But now I am going back to the Father who sent me. And none of you asks where I'm going. You are very sad from hearing all of this, but I tell you that I am going to do what is best for you. That is why I'm going away. The Holy Spirit cannot come and help you until I leave, but after I'm gone, I will send the Spirit to you." Imagine how strange this must have sounded. No wonder they didn't ask where he was going. They couldn't even fathom what he was talking about. But let's just think about this for a minute. Have you ever had someone you love die? You just remember everything good about them. All the qualities that were so precious and all the ways they blessed you. And you just so want to carry that on. And the amazing thing that happens is that they come back to your mind at different times, bringing you encouragement as you remember the way they were and the things that they said just in the moment that you need it. That small-scale human experience is an image of the huge gift that Jesus gives after his death, the Spirit of God. So let's try to imagine that as we listen to the rest of this story. He goes on to say, "The Spirit will come and show the people of this world the truth about sin and God's justice and the judgment. The Spirit will show them that they are wrong about sin because they didn't have faith in me. They are wrong about God's justice because I'm going to the Father and you won't see me again. And they are wrong about judgment because God has already judged the ruler of this world. I have much more to say to you, but right now, it would be more than you could understand. The Spirit shows what is true and will come and guide you into the full truth. The Spirit doesn't speak on his own. He will tell you only what he has heard from me, and he will let you know what is going to happen. The Spirit will bring glory to me by taking my message and telling it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is why I have said the Spirit takes my message and tells it to you." What compassion Jesus has. He realizes that his followers cannot fully understand the true presence of God in their lives and the love that God is pouring out on them at this moment. They will have to go through a great deal of suffering before they can even begin to comprehend the full power of God's love in the world. We receive that same compassion as the first followers did. You see, there's only so much we can understand until we are ready to understand, just like them. We, too, have to travel through our own suffering to see the power of the Holy Spirit. As Jesus promises, the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Merciful Helper, keeps us close to him and teaches us all that we need to know to this very day. Now, here comes the Spirit from the book of Acts. In the second chapter of Acts, we read, "On the day of Pentecost, all the Lord's followers were together in one place. Suddenly, there was a noise from heaven like the sound of a mighty wind. It filled the house where they were meeting. Then they saw what looked like fiery tongues moving in all directions, and the tongues came and settled on each person there. The Holy Spirit took control of everyone, and they began speaking whatever language the Spirit let them speak. Many religious Jews from every country in the world were living in Jerusalem, and when they heard this noise, a crowd gathered. But they were surprised because they were hearing everything in their own languages. They were excited and amazed and said, "Don't all of these who are speaking come from Galilee? Then why do we hear them speaking in our own languages? Some of us are from Partha, Media, and Elam. Others are from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya near Cyrene, Rome, Crete, and Arabia. Some of us were born Jews, and others of us have chosen to be Jews. Yet we are all hearing them using our own languages to tell the wonderful things God has done." Everyone was excited and confused. Some of them even kept asking each other, "What does all of this mean?" Others made fun of the Lord's followers, saying, "They're drunk." Peter stood with the 11 apostles and spoke in a loud, clear voice to the crowd, "Friends and everyone else living in Jerusalem, listen carefully to what I have to say. You are wrong to think that these people are drunk. After all, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what God had the prophet Joel say. When the last days come, I will give my spirit to everyone. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. In those days, I will give my spirit to my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. I will work miracles in the sky above and wonders on the earth below. There will be blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will turn dark and the moon will be as red as blood before the great and wonderful day of the Lord appears. Then the Lord will save everyone who asks for his help." Wow. Now there's a passage. When we read about this day, it sounds so powerful. I think we actually have to go back and remember that Jesus promised that the Spirit would help us understand. There is mystery, power, fire, blood, and smoke. How do we put our minds around all of this? We can't. We can only experience the power for ourselves in the present moment. Jesus promises us that he will give us the Spirit. He died so we could get it. How can I speak of this to you? Look at the power of what happened when Jesus' followers received the Spirit. Rushing sounds like a great freight train shakes the room. The fire comes and there's flames licking over everyone's head. Then they all start speaking of the great acts of God in languages they don't even know how to speak. It is so loud that the people from around the city come to see what's going on. Some people think they're drunk. It's so powerfully strange. This strangely powerful Spirit of God has continued to move through followers of Jesus, revealing the great and wonderful acts of God to this very day, thousands of years later. What can we do with all of this on Pentecost Sunday? I say we pray to be set on fire. Let the Spirit burn God's love into us and shine it out of us in a way that transforms the world for the sake of God's love. Are we afraid? We ought to be. Be filled with holy fear and let the Spirit rip. That's it for this week. Remember, you are welcome at St. Paul's. Check out our website for our weekly activities. And if you want to hear this message again, you can go to our website or Facebook page. have a light-filled week, and feel the burn of God's love. Here's a great song about the fire of God's love by Third Day. God bless you.